With Emma's health in jeopardy, there was no choice but to take Rita and her husband up on their offer of joining them in Fort Wayne. The fact that their daughter was a doctor and had the medicine Emma needed was reason enough, but Fort Wayne was also closer than Cloverdale. There had been plenty of time to study the map yesterday, and thanks to Ben's guilt, he'd plotted what he thought would be a safe route to Fort Wayne for the older couple. He planned on going over it with them before they parted ways, but that wouldn't be necessary now. He figured it would take about 2 or 3 hours to reach their daughter's place from where they had originally intended on separating. Overall, they were probably looking at around 6 or 7 hours of hard driving, not counting fuel stops or anything else. The anything else concerned Ben the most, but that would be an issue regardless of where they were headed. At least Fort Wayne was much closer than Cloverdale, and Rita had assured him her daughter and son-in-law were well equipped to take care of themselves and do more than just stay alive in an event like this. It turned out the son-in-law, Edward, was a bit of a prepper. Ben had more questions, but there was no time to ask them now. They needed to finish breaking camp and loading the vehicles so they could hit the road. With his daughter's health hanging in the balance, making good time today would take on a whole new meaning. He told himself he wouldn't panic, but the anxiety was already building. Ben stuffed the tents into the back of the Blazer while Sandy and Rita packed up breakfast. "You doing okay?" Ben asked. "Yeah, I'm fine," Emma looked back from the passenger seat. Ben had carried her there from the tent before he started breaking down gear. "Hang in there, honey. We'll be packed up and moving in no time. Just try and get comfortable." Ben did his best to encourage her, but she knew as well as the rest of them that they had a long day of driving ahead. "Okay." Emma began dragging herself over the console and toward the back seat. She looked pale, and the sight of her struggling to maneuver inside the truck made Ben quicken his pace. The clock was ticking, and he had no idea how much time they had left. Even the dogs sensed the urgent mood in the camp and all but ignored the creek this morning. Badger was eager to join Emma in the Blazer and hopped in on her own as soon as Emma was seated. Allie helped round up Sam and Gunner, while Joel and Martin finished loading the freshly topped off water containers. Ben waited until he was sure everyone was within earshot. "All right, guys. Same as yesterday. You all know the drill. Allie, you mind taking the Toyota again?"
"Yeah, sure. No problem."
She glanced back at Joel, who was mid-stride on his way to the Jeep with a 5-gallon water container. He paused for a minute and shrugged. Ben half expected at least an eye roll, but instead saw that his son understood what was at stake today.
"What's the plan? I mean, how long will we be on the interstate?" Martin asked.
"It looks like an hour, maybe two, before we pick up Route 224 on the other side of Akron."
"And we still need to get gas somewhere," Martin reminded him.
"We do, but with the spare cans added to your tank, we've got some breathing room. We can afford to be choosy about where we stop," Ben added.
"How long to get to Fort Wayne altogether, do you think?" Carlos asked.
"I'm not going to lie to you guys. It's going to be a long day. I think we're looking at 7 or 8 hours of hard driving today."
Ben heard a few sighs from the group. Sandy spoke up.
"But we don't have a choice with Emma's foot looking the way it does. The longer we sit here, the longer we're going to be on the road."
Ben was surprised by her energy, but encouraged by her enthusiasm.
"She's right, guys. So, with that being said, let's get underway."
Without another word, everyone broke away and went to their vehicles. Joel and Allie lingered for a moment, holding hands before risking a brief kiss goodbye when they thought no one was watching. Ben felt bad about splitting them up for the day, but there were more important things to worry about right now.
"Come on, girl."
Ben was too impatient to wait for Sam and lifted the big yellow dog straight into the back.